Welcome back to episode 2 of the Baby Food for Busy Moms podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate your time because I know it is so valuable. Today, I am diving into the hot topic of purees versus baby-led weaning. I go over the pros and cons of each and how to choose the right fit for your family, even if it's different than what social media tells us is best. Let's dig in. Welcome to the Baby Food for Busy Moms podcast, where you will get the knowledge you need and the support you deserve so you can finally feel good about feeding your baby, whether you're breastfeeding, formula feeding, or offering solids. I'm your host, Erin Moore, a mom of 2 boys, a practicing pediatric nurse practitioner, and a lactation counselor with years of experience helping moms feed their babies. Tune in each week for bite-sized, judgment-free education you can trust, all with the busy mom in mind. Before we start, this podcast does not provide medical advice. Information on the podcast is for educational purposes only, and no information on the podcast or my website is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. I am a pediatric nurse practitioner and a lactation counselor, but I am not your baby's NP or CLC. Please consult your pediatric provider for any questions. Because you are a busy mom, I know it can be a struggle to fit solid foods into your baby's day. It's hard to balance sleep schedules, wake windows, and bottles of breastfeeding, and then you add solids. But I've got you covered. Grab my free guide with sample schedules and starting solid tips for babies between 4 and 6 months in the show notes. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of the Baby Food for Busy Moms podcast. I am super excited to dive into a topic that can be very divisive in the motherhood community. Traditional weaning / purees versus finger foods / baby-led weaning. Parenting groups have very, very strong opinions on what you should or should not do. And this often can make it really confusing. Heaven forbid you ever decide to ask any questions in a Facebook group. And many people will act like your baby will be so picky if you don't do baby-led weaning. But some parents don't feel super comfortable with baby-led weaning right away. So, funny story, this has happened to me via my business, and that mostly I'm on Instagram. So I've posted lots and lots of reels, and one of the reels that I posted was about Max when he was about 8.5 months, had a choking accident, like legit real choking, lips turned blue, looked frightened, had to do the back slaps. I posted about how I knew it was a choking episode versus a gagging episode. And I don't really love TikTok. Maybe it's the millennial in me, but I feel just like people are not so nice on TikTok. And so I've been a little bit reluctant to post, but I did happen to repost the reel on TikTok. And wow, okay, that was my first post on TikTok and really the only post on TikTok that ever did well. And I got so many, many nasty comments, and people were like, of course your baby choked. You're giving them real food. I would never do that. Why would you do that to your baby? Yeah, no, that's not going to happen for us. And I just thought it was so funny because on Instagram, everybody treats you like you have to do baby-led weaning to prevent picky eating. And then you go over to TikTok and they are like, oh my gosh, we cannot believe you're doing this. So of course it's not everybody on Instagram, and of course it's not everybody on TikTok, but I just thought it was a funny experience to see the dichotomy between the two. So let's dig in. Let's start with the very basics of what is baby-led weaning and why does Instagram love it? So baby-led weaning is a method of introducing solid foods to infants that allow them to self-feed from the beginning. So usually this happens around 6 months of age. Some parents decide to start a little bit earlier based on developmental milestones, but most parents will start around 6 months or even later. So whereas in traditional weaning, babies are given a spoon of food and the parents give the food to the baby, it's a little bit different. So parents will offer some appropriately sized finger foods that parents have already made sure that it fits all of the criteria to keep babies safe. and that baby can grasp and bring it to their mouth. So the principles, the main principles of baby-led weaning include really letting the baby take the lead in exploring foods, respecting their hunger and fullness cues. So when they are hungry, they eat. When they are full, you don't make them eat. Whereas when you're feeding with a spoon, you can potentially cause them to overeat. And really, it promotes independence and self-regulation. Why do people love baby-led weaning? So baby-led weaning encourages babies to explore a variety of textures and flavors and shapes, and really it follows their baby's pace. So it helps families who are already cooking, already making meals, and babies can start eating the food that their families are eating. And by allowing the babies to feed themselves, it promotes their fine motor skills, their hand-eye coordination, their oral motor skills too. So it just works those different kinds of muscles and works with the development just a little bit more than traditional purees do. So the babies will learn how to chew that food and process the food, swallow it from the start, and then they won't need to have to go through the steps of the purees, then the thicker purees, and then starting soft baby foods. It just sort of more seamlessly fits into a family's life. So are there benefits to baby-led weaning? Proponents say, yes, that it might prevent picky eating in the future. Now, I really take consideration when I say that something can prevent something else. Like, you can do every single thing correctly, and your toddler may still be picky. Actually, there's a good chance that your toddler will be picky because they have opinions of their own. It's the first thing that they can really control. So you can do everything. Because of that, I say you can decrease the risk of your toddler being picky versus it will help prevent picky eating. So I don't know if that matters to you, but it is something that I think about. So proponents of baby-led weaning say that it helps support healthy eating habits and helps babies, toddlers, and even school-age kids and on accept food later on in life. So babies are also more actively participating in their mealtime, and proponents say that there's a more positive relationship with food and that they are able to control what they put in their mouth versus not eat. So yes, maybe a little bit more independence and confidence in babies' eating skills. So now we have that kind of basis of what is baby-led weaning. Let's talk a little bit about more of a traditional weaning, which is traditional weaning, pureed food, sometimes pouches, sometimes homemade food, whatever, however it looks for your family. So traditionally, people have done pureed foods. And I must say that it's hard to say traditionally because traditionally sounds different and looks different for everybody. But I'm saying traditionally as in when we were growing up and then sometimes when our parents were growing up. But saying traditional means about what it has been like maybe in the last 50 years or so. So pureed food are offered to babies. Usually that means that a food is cooked and then it is mashed or blended with some sort of liquid until it reaches a smooth consistency that can be fed on a spoon to baby. So the approach, it allows parents to control the portion sizes, know pretty closely what their baby is taking in, and then gradually increase a lot of flavors and textures to their baby diets. So parents have a little bit more of control. When baby-led weaning, the babies have more control. Purees offer a way to introduce a wide variety of nutrients to babies in a semi-familiar form. So with a blending of fruits and vegetables and proteins and different additions, parents can create a lot of different nutrient blends in a way that babies can handle without that extra risk of choking. And we'll talk about choking in just a little bit. But additionally, some parents really like making the purees in advance and being able to put them into the freezer and just easy to defrost and serve to babies. And also, there are a lot of different pouch options that are available. And for a lot of families like you who are very busy, this might be a great option. Sometimes thinking about what you're going to eat and what your baby is going to eat is really hard. So having a lot of pouch options available is a really beneficial thing for some families. Parents are then in control of adding in more textures and flavors and making that transition to those soft, solid foods versus with baby-led weaning, they're getting a bunch of different textures right away. So you can get a bunch of textures and flavors with puree. It's just parents have to make a little bit more effort to get those. When you have the negative Nancys, they're going to say one of these two things. The people who are the negative Nancys, the baby-led weaning, they're going to say, aren't you worried about your baby choking? And then the people who are the negative Nancys about purees are going to say, aren't you worried about your baby being a picky eater? So I'm here to kind of talk through these two common scenarios that people bring up to you so you can feel more confident, one, in making your decision, but two, in also talking to people when you're making your decision. Because, of course, we know that when we become pregnant, it gives everybody the right to comment about everything. So everybody gets to talk about how you look, how you're feeding your baby, right? Of course, that's what happens, unfortunately. So when we talk about baby-led weaning, people are going to talk about the choking risk. So babies do need to be able to manipulate the food, so this chewing and swallowing. So when we're starting baby-led weaning, what I want to make sure is your baby is really, really ready for solids. So sometimes I see babies and they're kind of on this borderline. Like, could these babies start some purees or could they start baby cereal? They might get the go-ahead from their pediatric provider, but when we're going to start solid foods, I want to make sure babies are just really, really solidly ready to start solid. So I like to say that they are masters of all of these developmental milestones. Now, if you have questions, I have a free quiz to tell you if your baby is ready to start solids or if I think that you might need to wait a little bit. Of course, it's going to be related to how your pediatric provider is assessing your baby. I can't do that, but at least I can provide some guidance in helping you feel like if your baby is ready or not, and then you get the go-ahead from your pediatric provider or you start when you're feeling comfortable if they've already given you the go-ahead. So the good news about choking and baby-led weaning is that the research shows that there actually is not an increased risk for choking during baby-led weaning versus purees. So regardless of if we're doing traditional weaning or baby-led weaning, we are going to make that progress and add more textures and add more flavors into our baby's food. What the proponents of baby-led weaning say is that actually in a controlled environment, we're teaching the babies how to manipulate these foods, which helps their muscles, which helps their memory when it comes to eating these foods, and that can help them in a choke incident. Regardless of how your baby is being fed, parents should go through CPR training. They should know how to handle a situation where there is choking. So parents should understand the difference between choking and gagging, what needs to happen if something bad happens, right? If the worst case scenario happens, and be prepared for the emergency. Now, this is not limited to the parents. This is for all caregivers that will be taking care of your child and feeding your child, because choking can happen anytime on any food, which is not a nice thing to hear, but it is the truth. So let's be prepared. The next thing is about picky eating with purees. So some parents worry that spoon feeding purees may lead to picky eating habits or reluctance to try new textures. So what I say to this is our goal is not just to give sweet pouches, right? We want to give a variety of pouches and flavors. So some of them should be fruit forward. Some of them should be veggie forward. Some of them should have meat in them. Some of them should be baby cereal, right? All of this is a different part of the equation. So if you are giving your baby one food day after day after day and not giving them any kind of variety, there's a chance that your baby will stick to liking that one food, and then it might be harder once they become a toddler and they have a lot more opinions. So yes, it could lead to picky eating, but we're going to do the things to help prevent the picky eating, which is offering a variety of textures and flavors throughout the entire first year. So if we're doing that, this might mean that you need to do some cooking at home or adding things to store-bought baby food. That is all okay. I do have a guide to add different flavors and textures to different baby foods, but our goal is a variety of textures and a variety of flavors before your baby becomes a very, very picky toddler. Okay, so where do we go from here? How do we actually make the decision of what we should do for our family? So I know that everybody listening is a busy mom. That means you probably don't have a ton of extra time to cut each piece of fruit into a different shape, and that is A-okay. So a lot of people are scared to start baby-led weaning because they think they have to make these like beautiful and intricate meals for their babies, and it doesn't have to look that way. Now, if you want it to look that way, can it? Sure, of course, do it. But if you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed because how can I make sure my baby is getting heart-shaped cantaloupe or whatever food, just know that it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to look in a certain way just because you see it that way on social media. You can do baby-led weaning all the time and just modify the foods that you're eating, and you never have to make a separate meal. Now, sometimes you might have to think about foods that they can eat if the food that you are eating has something like honey in it or is choking risk, and that can create some, you know, mental strain, but most of the time you can just modify your food. So if you're already cooking and you want to modify those foods and you can look it up, that is a great option. And some parents absolutely don't want to do this because they don't have the best diet themselves. They don't want to look up all the stuff, figure it out, and the pouches, they know that it's going to be there. It's going to provide a variety of nutrition, and that's okay too. So also consider your comfort level and making sure that you feel like this is something that you want to do, that you can handle these emergencies. Do you feel like if your baby was choking, do you feel that you could handle it? Is that not something you want to do? Well, maybe you want to gain some confidence in feeding your baby beforehand and then start introducing solid foods or baby-led weaning. So you don't necessarily have to do it in one way or the other, but it really revolves around your comfort level. Who's watching your kids? Do they feel comfortable offering purees or not? Is your baby in daycare? Because that might change things a whole lot. They might make you do purees or make you do baby-led weaning. It just kind of depends. And I've heard a lot of different ways from different families. So Elliot's school, I thought that they were going to do just purees. I was sending him with purees, but then when he actually got into his class around, I think he was like 9.5 months, they were just offering solid foods all the time. And that's fine because I had been doing that at home. I just make sure that everything is being cut appropriately, but it's just some extra consideration. So like I said, I want everybody to be prepared for a choking emergency, but sometimes you just rather give solid foods or finger foods at home versus when you're sending them away at a nanny share or at school. So just know that it doesn't necessarily have to be one or the other. You can mix purees and you can add soft solid foods. Totally fine. You are not failing your baby if you give them a pouch. If your baby's eating 75% pouches and then you give them some extra texture on the weekends, fine, that works. We just want to make sure that we are offering a variety of textures and flavors. And the great thing is there are so many more brands out now that you can feed your babies that are commercially available. So there are a lot of brands out there these days that offer a lot of variety of flavor and texture in pouches. So there's the Kikoa. I remember feeding Elliot curry And I'm like, okay, well, I'm here for this. I like curry too, so hopefully he does too. Sarah Belli or Serenity Kids, they have a lot of different interesting flavors. And a lot of the traditional baby food brands that you're familiar with have more vegetable forward brands or vegetable forward pouches that you can offer alongside of fruit forward pouches. So we just want to make sure it's not always one thing, one flavor. And there's just a lot out there that there wasn't available even like 5 years ago. Even with Max, it wasn't necessarily on the shelf. I couldn't find a lot of these things. And with Elliot in this 4 year span, things have changed a whole lot, which is great. So just so you know, what I did with my boys is I have two boys that Max is four and Elliot is 11 months. Both of them are fabulous eaters. They eat a variety of foods, though Max is definitely a picky toddler. So I did combo feeding with breast milk and formula, but I also did combo feeding with baby-led weaning and traditional weaning too. I just focused on some homemade, some store-bought, some foods that I was eating, some foods that I made separately for both of them. And that is just what worked for our family. Elliot goes to school, whereas Max did not because it was a global pandemic and he was at home with me. So I did a lot more homemade than Elliot does. But we'll see. Max still ended up being a picky eater as a toddler, though he does have a very, very large appetite, but still a picky eater. And we'll see what Elliot is when he gets a little bit older. I'm hoping for a very, very non-picky toddler. I hope this episode gave you some tangible tips and ways to figure out what way of feeding your baby is the best for your family. And just know that regardless of what social media tells you, the best way to feed your baby is the way that you feel comfortable with. Hey, Mama. I hope you love this bite-sized episode. This podcast is powered by your reviews, ratings, and shares. It helps other mamas find the show so they can finally feel good about feeding their baby just like you do. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Need personalized feeding help for your baby's unique situation? Let's work together with a one-on-one consult. I can't wait to meet you. Until then, happy eating.